Hello everyone, I am Jitendra Singh Dhaiya. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I would be interviewing authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and much more. Today, I have with me Ms. Pooja Kushwaha. She is a cantonment child and she is from army background. She started her journey as a management trainee in 2011. Then she worked for 5 to 6 years in a pharmaceutical company as a scientist and a microbiologist. After working there for 5-6 years, she started her own fashion brand, which is by the name Nazakar. To her curiosity and interest, she started to learn about fashion more, and she pursued a course on image consulting. Apart from her business, she is an image coach, and as well as she have published a book, which is Nail the Convo with a Stranger. And this is one of the wonderful book on communication. Today, she would be discussing with us about her journey, her experiences in life. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Pooja. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Thank you for inviting Jiten sir on this platform. It's a very great platform, and you invite a lot of people, and you know, who has done a great job in their own careers. And today I also got the opportunity to come here and share the little bit experience, whatever I got from my work and throughout the journey. So thank you so much once again for watching me and inviting me on this show.
Sure,
so
Pooja,
first of all, if I'll talk about me, I'm like very born and brought up in very small town, and yes, now it's grown up, but still, you know, I can say that it's a small town, Allahabad. Now it's a Prayagraj. So when I started, you know, like my journey, and when I started growing up, so I belong from middle class family, even though, you know, like my as the Jitendra sir said, that I belong from army family. So my father was retired long back, so I didn't, you know, get that much environment to see, you know, that army family and, you know, get togethers and all those things. I just listened the stories, okay, whatever my brother and my mom used to share and my father used to tell. I just listened them. Okay, yeah. And just seen in the movies, because in realities I have never seen it.
Okay.
So wonderful. Yes, but I was very curious, and you know, I love that, all those things. And one thing which I learned from those stories is time management.
True.
I don't know, it's inculcated me in me, you know, it's automatically came into me, or you can say that it came from my father, or a great thing which I learned. And then I did my schooling from Jagat Taran Girls Central College in Allahabad, which is totally a government college and Hindi medium school. And but yes, I was from childhood days on only I was very much interested in English. English was my favorite subject. Wait.
Yeah, bolo. You want to say something?
I was asking ki like how abhi mujhe intro kitna dena hai, like, so I'll just and cut short
jo when I introduce you na, so
okay,
yeah, shuru karo.
So thank you for inviting me in this show, and it is a very good platform where you invite lot of coaches and trainers and celebrities to share their success stories. So I'm feeling blessed, and I got the opportunity today to come in this platform and share my small journey. So thank you so much, Jiten sir, for inviting me, and thank you everyone for watching us.
Wonderful. So I just want to know about your past life, like how that affected you to help you became what you are and what you wanted to be.
Okay, that's a great question. So if I'll talk about my past, like, so as you mentioned, and viewers also came to know that I belong from army background. My father was in defense, but yes, you know, when I born, he taken the retirement.
Okay.
So I haven't got that kind of environment. I have not seen it actually, okay. But yes, I have heard a lot of stories. Okay, from my, you know, the war, whatever war my father has faced, one war, like 1917, one war, he was there. Blue Star Operation, he was there. So he used to share his stories. So I just listen his stories, you know, the get together happening, the inspection, all those things happen.
Yeah.
So all those things I used to listen. And he always talks about the time management.
Right.
Like, you know, in the defense, the time is very important. Either, you know, it is wrong to reach 1 minute early also, and it is wrong to reach late also.
Correct,
so you
correct.
Need to be on time. Okay,
correct.
And I don't know from where I have developed this habit, and now I became, you know, like you can say that I'm a good time manager.
Right.
I always, you know, how much ever I try, but I didn't get late. That is
wonderful.
My problem, you can say that.
So, wonderful.
That I learned, you can say that it's a great thing which I have learned from my past life.
Mm.
And yes, in my past life, you know, I belong from Hindi medium background, so I have faced lot of challenges in English. And generally, I heard people used to say, you know, Hindi medium people are, you know, not good in English. They
right.
are, you know, their handwriting is not so good. Okay, so
right.
I was thinking, why, you know, being a Hindi medium student is so crime or something? What? Why
yes.
can't we speak with like them, and why can't we, you know, we can be a good in English?
Correct.
We can, you know, what just medium it is, right? So why they are differentiating? It can be. So I just started focusing on my English. I just started working on, so I just get interested into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I improve my handwriting even. I just did it, and after that, you know, my college, I was able to, you know, like you can say that. I was good reader, I was good writer, but I was not able to speak because the same thing. I didn't get environment
correct.
To speak.
Environment
because school wasn't Hindi.
Environment is
my
again
friend,
a big thing.
Yes. So my friends also, you know, around me, everyone was speaking in Hindi, even though home also. Even though, you know, my father told me so many times, speak
mm-hmm.
with me. But as you know, the comfort zone,
hesitation,
you know, like with your
comfort,
family members and friends.
Yeah.
Yes. We never speak. Okay.
Correct.
So
okay.
that happens to me. I never spoke with him.
Yes.
So I never learned. But yes, after doing my MSc, you know, I did from Lucknow, I did my MSc and I started my job. Like I started searching my job. I went to Bangalore and started searching my job, and I got rejected in 2-3 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
English?
And,
okay.
Yes. And that was, I was thinking, ki, like, is it my, you know, like drawback or something?
Hmm.
Like, I know everything. Why, you know, one language became barrier for me. So I said, ki, I'll make it my strength, okay? If it is not working for me, I'll make it work.
Right,
so
right.
I was blessed. I can say that. Then I came to know that, you know, my problem is the environment. So I need to choose the thing where I need to speak with the people.
Right.
So I, even though I was the person who don't love sales and marketing, okay, like, but I started my career from marketing, and I think that 6 months tenure has changed my life.
Wonderful.
And now also I believe ki I blessed, you know, I have chosen that industry, and I think it's my, you know, suggestion that everyone has to go sales and marketing, has to do sales and marketing once in a life.
Right.
Because you learn the most important skill is the public speaking
correct.
Skill.
It
and
includes
the people
many
leading
things.
Skill.
Mm.
Yes. And when you learn this skill, it will help you in each and every industry. Either you are technical, either you are creative, whatever industry you belong.
Correct.
Okay.
Agreed.
Ultimately, you need to deal with the people.
Right.
And you will learn this art from the sales and marketing.
Right.
So
right.
That's what my journey is. And that 6 month tenure, I was fluent in English. And plus, I learned the communication skill. Like art of interacting with the people, to understanding their psychology, to, you know, mingle with that, how to talk, what not to talk.
Correct.
Everything I learned. And after that, I, you know, given interview in the pharmaceutical industry, which belongs from my
the you worked for 5-6 years.
Yes, then I say worked 6 years in the pharmaceutical companies. That two companies I changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked, one was a US based company and one was Biocon, maybe you must be
okay.
knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I worked there, but I was very, you know, like you can say that, like I love talking to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, when I started marketing, when I explored myself.
Wonderful. So
yes. Before that, I was thinking, you know, like when I was in my home and my that cocoon, you can say that, I was mm-hmm. thinking that I'm an introvert person. Because
okay.
I never got a chance to express myself. I was expressing myself only with my family members or close
friends. Families and friends.
Yeah. Even though I never got a chance, you know, to mm-hmm. participate in curricular activities at my school also. You know, I
right.
usually get rejected.
Right.
So I thought ki I'm a very introvert person. I used to think about it. But
what?
When I started marketing, then I came to know that, you know, I love interacting with the people.
Correct.
That is
correct.
My biggest strength. So
your weakness, you worked really hard onto it and then you converted it into your strength. And that
yes,
still is helping you out.
Yes, it still is helping you out. And I think it is the biggest strength which I learned it and I incorporated it.
So wonderful. Really amazing to know. I can relate to it because since you told that you are from an army background, I am from army background, so I understand the importance of time, importance of dedication and determination. So these things really help. Definitely, it helps you make a better person, whatever ways you can be. So definitely it helps. Now moving on to second thing, I want to know about from your experience, like which is the one thing which you are passionate about in your life?
Okay, I, you know, as I told that my career, if you see my career journey, I have done so many things.
Yeah.
Okay, so people right. so many times get confused also, like how. And what I learned from till then my journey, I mm-hmm. Learned that, you know, you need to explore.
Correct.
Because till then you'll not explore, you will not come to know your correct strength.
Correct.
Because generally, you know, we decide our career choices according to influence of the people, you know,
most
what our friends mm-hmm. are doing, what, you know, the trending career, what
yes.
money has. But what I learned is ultimately, yes, money is very important.
Correct.
Okay, to survive in your life, to live your life. But ultimately, you know, when you are going towards your life, what you will do for that money if you are not happy? Okay, whatever work you have chosen, you are investing, you know, 12 to 13 hours in that particular work. So you should feel happy. Okay, definitely stress will be there, pressure will be there, you know, deadlines will be there. Definitely
right,
it will
right,
be there,
right.
whatever career you choose. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but whatever you do, you should feel that satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. satisfied. So that means my biggest passion is now is like, you know, whatever I am doing, I think I now explored the correct path.
Okay. So whatever you are doing, you think it is your passion now.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So further to this, I want to know about, like you have just mentioned about your work and experience. I want to know about more onto it. Like what were your few of the learnings from your work and experience, two or three things you can like relate to.
Okay, so till now whatever I have worked and did the thing, so first the most important thing what I learned is communication skill. Whatever
yes.
industry you belong, whatever career path you choose in, and whatever designation you belong, you have to communicate with the people.
Correct.
And till then you don't know how to communicate. Okay,
mm-hmm.
communicate means is not like your English should be very good.
Correct.
Okay, so many
Correct.
Times people have this confusion in India generally. They think mm-hmm. that if your English is very good, that means you are a great communicator. Actually not. The
mm-hmm.
good communication skill means to become an active listener. Okay.
Correct.
First, develop a listening skills. What people are saying, you need to listen it. And then respond, not react. Don't
Correct.
Listen to respond.
And
okay,
after listening,
listen to
one,
understand.
One thing is there, I would like to add. After listening, understanding is also equally important because until unless you are clear with the message which the other person is having in his mind, the communication is incomplete. So you need to be a good
yeah.
listener as well as you understand the actual meaning of what other person is trying to say, because most of the time, happens is you perceive something else, but the person who is communicating is having something else in his mind or is in thoughts. So that combination should be like at same point in time equally important.
Yes, right.
Right.
So the most important thing, communication. And second thing, what I learned during, you know, my career and till now, whatever I'm doing, like whatever industry you belong, you need to always update or do something, you know. If suppose you are in some technical field, yeah, also whatever, develop one more skill, you know, because time is changing, you know.
Correct.
Like it's very fast, it's changing very fast. You never know when time will shift, because we have seen, you know, last 3 years,
yeah,
you know, nobody knows that teaching will become online teaching.
Correct.
Okay, nobody thought about it.
Nobody.
Yeah. So
yes,
if you know, in 2017, if I would talking like, you know, someday people will teach online, people would be laughing on that time.
Yes.
Right, but now what?
It like is a
everybody
trend.
Think, yes, it is a trend, right? Now people don't want to meet people. Okay, they will
correct
tell, okay, why can't we meet on Zoom? Okay,
because going out meeting people, like it is
yeah
a hell lot of a time, because wherever you stays, could be a small town or could be a big city, the communication time is increasing because of traffic on roads, and that too, like you are wasting time on traffic going and coming back both ways, and the actual time which you are spending with person is hardly half an hour to 1 hour, but the commuting time is more than double of that meeting time. That is a really big problem, challenge. Great.
Yes, right. So learn one new skill and according to the changing era. And the third thing which I want to say, that like whatever you are working, you know, always think about adding the value in somebody's life. Okay, either you are working in the company, either you are, you know, doing a business, or either you are teaching some one or two person.
Yes.
Okay, don't do that thing to just doing it. Okay, just do the things to making a difference. And when you feel that, money will automatically will follow. And
wonderful.
Yes, I have seen the changes, you know, the day I realized and started working on. And I think the all startups and all business idea work around that. They help or they solve our problems.
Correct. They create a value addition in our life. That is why they are becoming so successful in like short span of time. We have seen many organizations growing in last 5 to 10 years. If we see and compare them with traditional industries or businesses, they have took around like huge time, 1 to 2 decades to develop and grew up to that level. And last 5 to 10 years were really amazing for businesses.
Yeah, right.
So like I can summarize your three learnings here. Could be in simplest of its form. First is communication. You need to be clear with your communication. Second is you need to develop a habit of learning and upgrading yourself. And third is you should create some value to other people's life, so that like they also can gain from your knowledge, experience and expertise. These three are great learnings, and everybody should start following them. That will really help them to become better and be like whatever they do, they get great successes. So in a nutshell, I would like to know about your vision, mission and goal for next 5 to 10 years.
Okay, it's a very great question and tough one too.
Yes.
So if I talk about my vision is like, as I became a coach, so I have seen so many people, you know, facing lot of problems. So even though I'm an image coach and, you know, like we work on the both the personalities,
yeah,
you know, the inside out, we are changing the person from inside out. So my mission is like to reach more and more people and to help them out to find out the real self. Okay, what they wanted and how they can improve by giving my example. You know, I changed a lot. You know, if I see my, you know, like back, past, whatever I have done. Mm-hmm. So I think if I can change, anybody can change.
Correct.
Okay, and
for the betterment.
You know, like it is just you need to follow that practice and you need to come into the practice. That is my vision, to reach more and more people and to help out, you know, to train them and to help out to, you know, certain extent, whatever I can.
Correct.
And my mission, if I say that to the same thing, you know, to with my startup to providing the value addition to the people, you know, like as I'm belongs from fashion industry to yes, in fashion to give them a sustainable and, you know, the value added fashion. It's my mission.
Mm-hmm.
And that only.
Wonderful, wonderful. You just spoken about like image coach. So what exactly image coaching is all about? What exactly you talk or teach in image coaching? Because most people are not aware of these terms. Like, would you be able to help us to understand it better?
Yes, sure. See, image is all about, we all have our aura, right?
Yeah.
Whenever we meet somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. So what happens is they form a perception about us. Mm-hmm. Okay, and how we form that is called first impression, which we, you know, deal with that even though we don't speak. Okay,
yeah.
For example, if I'm here at the platform, if you would have not, you know, introduced me, okay, mm-hmm. then
right.
also whoever will see me, they'll form some perception. Okay, maybe that person belongs from corporate, maybe some creative industry because of my, you know, appearance. Right. If I would have come in some, think about in some, you know, some like different
kind
setup
of jazzy
or something.
Clothes and all.
Right. And suppose you're telling that you're going to meet up a startup owner. Okay. And for example, my background is very messy, you know, and it is like, so that wrong impression will come. Right. That is the image.
Okay.
You are not that kind of person, but my mistake, it is happening. Okay.
Yeah.
So image is all about your aura, okay, what you are presenting in front of the people.
Simplest
okay, so
of its form, like it's the way how you present yourself.
Yes, and it should not be like fake image, like, you know, you are not good enough and you are not that person, but you are trying to fake. So in the image management, we try to understand the psychological aspect of that particular person and then we work on that and then we help to represent, you know, to, you know, if anything which is not correct, we correct it and then we represent outer self by the help of appearance, communication, social and business etiquettes. We teach them and help them in the such a way.
Right It's kind of like balancing it out, how
yes.
you should present and how actually you are. It's kind of balancing both.
Yes. Right.
Great. Wonderful. So I want to know about your business more. Like, you told that you are a business person and a coach. So what kind of challenges you face as a, like, you are women too. So what challenges you face as a working woman who is into like business and coaching both? So I want to know more about your challenges.
Yeah, actually, you know, when you talk about business, so either you're a woman or either you're a man. I think in Indian scenario, if you talk about a business, particularly in middle class family, when nobody is doing a business, then it's the biggest crime,
right.
you can say that. Mm-hmm. I think that is the biggest crime, you know. And second thing comes is like being a woman. Okay, then it's like people, you know, like start thinking, how come you can think like that? Why you are not normal? Okay. They start
people start treating you like you are an abnormal, you are doing some kind of a crime.
Yes. So they are telling, why can't you become a normal person? Why you are not behaving others, cousins, you know, the way? Why you are so different? Okay. So they are like that. So yes, these challenges, but you know, the so many challenges, you know, these are the societal challenges you face. And a thing like finances, you know, how to manage all those things. Then the networking part,
correct.
You know, from the right people. Okay, it's not about so many people. It's about working with the right people.
Working with the right
okay,
people.
Okay, which
having
is
right
very
people.
Important. And I think I have wasted a lot of time to understand, even though I talk so many people. Mm-hmm. And yes, it took me so much time to understand the people.
Correct.
Okay, whom should I invest my time? Who should I train them, and who should, you know, will work? Okay, so understand the people, and you should work with the right people.
Correct. Truly.
Okay, and the most important thing is. What I feel is, when I started my business, even though, you know, like I have a very much interested in fashion, as I said, but my background was not fashion. Okay, I belong that I faced a lot of challenges. Okay, so then I thought ki I need to upgrade myself in whatever business I'm doing, at least some technical knowledge of this business I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that I can handle my team very well. Maybe I cannot become a designer, but I should have knowledge about how to manage my team properly. So then again, I, you know, educated myself in that particular sector. I learned, you know, I extended my education. I learned about more fashion, clothing, and understand all the aspect. So that's what I came into the image consulting industry, and I came to know more about fashion, and then it helped me to understand people as well as clothing and the business.
Great. So like you told me while we were discussing about things related to you, that you have also authored one book. So I want to know about that book, what exactly that book is all about. And also, I want to know if, in case you want to write another book in future, what that book would be.
Okay, that's also a very nice question. So first thing is that which book I have written, its name is Nail the Convo with the Stranger. This is the book.
Wonderful.
And it is very, it's about communication skill. So like basically I have taken the topic, how to talk to the stranger, basically. So in our life, we meet lot of strangers, you know, from our childhood, one installment happens in our mind. You should not talk to the strangers because they can harm you.
Yes.
And because of that mindset, we never interact with the people. Okay?
Because that statement itself make you kind of introvert and hold you back to meet and talk to a stranger.
Yes, and in our, you know, like because of that mindset, we always scared to talk to the people.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
That kind of, fear we have in our mind.
Yeah.
So like if that stranger can, and if you see like in your whole life, you are working with the strangers, you know, either you go to the school, you work in the company, you work with the client, all are strangers. They all are not your known ones.
Correct. So instead of teaching to children that you should not talk to strangers, parents should teach them how to talk to strangers and how to avoid wrong conversation, and what could be the best way to communicate with people whom you don't know, and what should be your limitations, up to what level you should talk and up to what level you should not, because you need to understand person first, whether that person is genuine or not.
Yes, right. So that only, all those things I have written in that, like what is the reason why people are not able to talk,
correct,
you know, during communication, like they have some kind of fear, they have lack of confidence, sometimes the results are predictable, they don't know how strangers will react. So all these reasons I have written, and then I have given the solution in different situations, like interview, like you're dealing with the client, public speaking, so what kind of things you can do so you can improve, and little bit my journey I have shared, like how I have improved. So if I can, anybody can do it.
Correct. Really wonderful to know more about your journey as of now. And apart from your personal and professional things, I want to know about your journey as who all were there to support you, and up to like what extent they have supported you.
If we say there are so many people I believe to destroy any person, you need only one person, okay? But if you want to create somebody, you know, there are a lot of people to create somebody, some one person, okay? So yes, there are a lot of people, you know, behind me also. So first of all, my parents who has given me wings to fly, okay? Because of them, I am like that, okay? So whatever, like you can say that, but yes, I have also fighted for that, okay? I make them believe that, yes, believe me, I can do it, okay? So yes, what I observed and what I get to know that all parents have some kind of fear, okay? Because of their protective nature. But you know, once you make them believe that you are capable enough to deal the situations, they are really will be helpful
they
for
support you.
And every parent, yes. So yes, my parents, especially my father, who are always supported me in my all the decisions. And the most biggest hand, if I'll say, yes, after that, you know, after my mother and then my big brother, he has, you know, if I see that I became so independent because of him, because he always tortured me, you can say that, you know,
like,
in my childhood days. In my childhood days also, he always challenged me. Okay. Do this. And I was like, I have two brothers. Why should I do all the work? Okay. So he just tell me, go and bring that product from there and go and bring some, you know, things from there. And used to tell me like this, and I used to very get upset.
If you're there, why should I do it?
My friends are telling ki her brother is doing everything. Why my brothers are not doing? They are telling me everything. But now, you know, like after certain age, when I cross and I think, you know, I became independent.
Correct. You are more independent as compared to your friends.
Yeah, because they have never treated me like that.
Correct.
Okay, like, you know, like a small girl or very protective nature.
Yeah.
I started doing all those things. And he encouraged me also to doing the challenging thing. Even though I have wrote 4 times letter to PM, okay, Prime Minister, and started from 11th class. And yes, I got 4 times reply also. And that
Wonderful.
Was the biggest great thing for me, who has inculcated me. So he always, you know, like encourage me to do the things which people don't do. Okay, so just try it. We don't know what will be the result, but you need to try until you'll get success.
Correct.
Okay, so that lesson I have got from him.
Yeah, you should always like focus on what you want to do, and you should always try, because until unless you try, you will never like get into it. You would not be able to reach where you want to.
Yes. And yes, after that, so many teachers and trainers, teachers like, yes, school time, I got some of 1 or 2 teachers who are very great, and they have given me a life lessons even though, and that learnings are working now also. And yes, I think, you know, you need mentor and guide, you know, all steps. And there are so many people to learn with.
Correct. So now, if you have to name some person as an inspiration, who would be your inspiration in life and why?
Okay, great. So if I'll take my inspiration, so yes, first inspiration I'll take from Dr. Kalam. Like, you know, even though having so much, you know, problems, he has pursued his dream. Okay, he has pursued his dream. He wanted to become a pilot, but because of some reason, he has not cracked. And from his journey, I have understood, you know, the God has created the good way for you.
You
need to just try it until you'll get it there where he wanted you to be. Okay, you need to try, but okay, so that I have learned from his journey. So
with this example, I just want to add one thing. Like, what happens is when we have some dream in our life, and when that shattered, what people do is they distract from the path. And like, as you shared the example of Dr. Kalam, he had an like dream of becoming a pilot, and when that shattered, when he could not do it, he put all his energy into what he was good at, what he was trying to do, and he became legend, whatever he have done in his life, in his field. So it is unmatchable kind of an experience. So you need to put all your energies, whatever you do. That is one really important thing. I just interrupted you. Please carry on.
It's okay. And second inspiration, yes, definitely my father. And I always have seen, you know, whatever age he was, he always try and upgrade the new things and implement the new things. That perseverance, wonderful. You know, and that zeal, you can say that I have seen him. Okay. And I learned from him, ki, you know, like their learning has no age and you can try anything anytime. Okay, correct. And you need to try whatever you think you need to try. Yes, and he only taught me ki if you have started something, okay, don't stop it, whatever correct. Happens.
Correct.
Okay, fulfill your dreams until you have not reached where you have decided. Okay, yes. Whatever happens, you need to do it.
Don't compromise.
Yes. And the third thing, if I see the third mentor, which, I have learned so many things and I'm following past, you know, even though I have never met him, he's my, you know, online mentor, you can say that. I have never directly contacted him, but I just indirectly following him. Rahul Bhatnagar, his name is.
Okay.
And even, yes, he's my great mentor. I just watch his videos, you know, his content and I'm following him. And wonderful. I have learned so many new things and he always encourage, you know, ki do the things.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
One thing what I have learned from him, I was thinking, you know, before writing this book, like I am not so experienced. Okay. How I'm going to write this book. Okay. Wow. Why people are going to listen me.
Correct.
Or read me. Okay. What I have done. I'm not a very big person. So, I have listened his one video and where he was talking ki, you know, people are always there who will be, you know, more than you. And there are always people who are less than you.
Correct.
Okay, so you need to work for the people who know less than you.
Yes.
Okay, because your learning and your experience will help them.
Correct.
Okay, so
correct.
Whatever you're doing, don't, you know, just think, start adding value in people's life
correct.
Because your experience will help them.
Correct.
And that statement, you know, that encouraged me to, you know, just I had guts, strength, I have done, and I just, you know, started writing this book. And yes, you know, whenever people read and give me feedback, I feel happy.
Wonderful.
At least they have learned something from my experience.
Correct.
So it was
correct.
A great learning from me. So yes, correct. And there are so many people and I learned so many things from, yes, Narendra Modi also. You know, at this age, the energy and the enthusiasm, the way he works, you know, it is commendable, I think.
Correct.
You know, so we need to learn from him. So I think if you have passion for do something, you know, whatever industry you belong, I think that only leads you to work. That
yes. So you should be always energetic. Enthusiasm is also one big key towards your success. So you should be like always be a great learner because you should not stop learning. It is the one thing which makes you challenging yourself and makes you moving ahead. So now, like you have been a business person, you have been a coach, you have been an author. So I want to know from you, like what you feel success looks like. What is your take on success?
Success, I think it's a very complicated word. And for everyone, the meaning of success is different.
Correct.
Everybody has their own meaning of success. And my meaning is that ki, like, you know, I reach to the goal, whatever I have decided and making some difference. I don't want to make a difference like lakh of people. But yes, some people, you know, some bunch of people who can say that, yes, because of you, you know, I was, you know, standing before meeting you, I was standing at the one. And after meeting and mentoring from you, I reached 20.
Correct.
Okay, so I improved that much. Okay,
yes.
And that is only my goal of success where, you know, not only I'll get satisfied plus I'll, you know, when I will help them, definitely I'll get help monetize also, right? From
correct.
That
correct.
Skill, whatever I'm selling it. So that will help me also. And yes, the, you know, if I can help and create some kind of, you know, the employment, you can say that, or some opportunity, that is my main motto. So that's what I chosen the self-employment, because I wanted ki at least if I can create, you know, not more than just five or six people,
some employment.
You know, yes, that will be a great thing for me ki because of me, I have created something.
Yes.
Okay, which is helping somebody.
Because you, so can, that only you cannot help, because you cannot help everybody, but you can help few people. So this is really amazing and wonderful to hear from you. So last question, any message, advice, guidance, suggestion you would like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, sure. So whoever is watching us, and one message I would like to give, like, you know, if you have a dream, okay, so don't give up, whatever, you know, people are always there. Okay, either you do wrong or right. Okay, so why you are, you know, just leaving your dream? Okay, don't, what to say that, don't leave your dream and passion because of people. Okay, if you are facing a problem, find out like what is a problem. It is a lack of education, lack of money, or whatever it is. Just brainstorm your problem and definitely you will get the way. And yes, you know, I think, you know, God has decided the destiny, or you can say that the path for everyone. He knows when, you know, what required. Okay, that will, you will get that thing. Okay, either it's success or whatever. Okay, if you see the McDonald's story, he got the success, you know, when he started, like, you know, like when he got died, he got succeed. But now is memorable.
Yes.
Right? And the most important thing is, whatever it is, do something which can help somebody, you know, either you are be there in the you know, world or not, because as a human being, God has created a human being, you know, we should live our life like a human being. Being a human, we need to create something memorable and helping.
Wonderful.
So that it will help after going, you know, we when we leave the industry, or maybe, you know, the world also.
Amazing.
It will help somebody.
Amazing to hear that. So it was a really a wonderful insight shared by you. It was really an amazing thing to hear from you, Pooja. Thank you so much for your time. And I thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you again. So also I would be sharing your links to your social media and website, so that people can come connect with you, take your help, take your guidance to like become better. And that really would help, I think, a few of the people, or as much as possible. So I would be sharing all those information with our audience, and that will help them. So guys, don't forget that, forget to check that out too. Thank you so much everyone for watching and listening this vodcast and podcast. I hope you must have gathered lots of valuable inputs and information, and you enjoyed really watching and listening. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.
Thank you so much.